Imagine yearning to be able to breathe on your own. With your lungs no longer working by themselves, you'd be forced to use a machine to allow you to breathe and be able to make it through the day. Lung cancer would take over your life and stop you from being able to do so many things with your friends and family. Smoking cigarettes is not only terminally dangerous to the person who smokes them, but it's also very threatening to the well-being of those who are around the smoker. The dangers of smoking are seemingly endless and are often overlooked by those who just want to feel a buzz. 1 out of every 2 people who smoke will die from a smoking-related illness, and 1/2 of those deaths will occur prematurely in middle ages from ages 35 to 65. This is because tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 harmful chemicals, including tar, lead, hydrogen cyanide, acetone, and carbon monoxide, and at least 70 chemicals are known to cause, initiate, or promote cancer. Smoking causes the following cancers: mouth, throat, larynx, lung, esophagus, pancreas, kidney, bladder, stomach, cervix, and acute myeloid leukemia. Cancer isn't the only danger that smoking causes. The risk of oral cancer is 5 to 10 times higher among people who smoke than those who do not smoke. Smoking is also linked to increased gum disease, tooth decay, and tooth loss. The risk of heart disease and stroke is also 2 to 4 times higher among people who smoke as compared to those who do not smoke. Respiratory disease caused by smoking include chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, also known as COPD, including emphysema and chronic bronchitis, asthma, and acute respiratory illnesses such as pneumonia. I found the information at Health Risks of Smoking from Smokers Helpline at smokershelp.net. Smoking also has effects that most people wouldn't expect. Secondhand smoke is a major factor that should weigh on the minds of smokers, but rarely ever does. Children breathe faster than adults, making them more vulnerable to secondhand smoke. Asthma, respiratory infections, and other respiratory problems and ear infections are more frequent in children who are exposed to secondhand smoke. I also got that from Health Risks of Smoking from Smokers Helpline at smokershelp.net. Smoking also affects your eyes. Smoking has been proven to increase your risk of age-related macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness in adults over the age of 65. Smokers' bones are also affected. Smokers lose bone density at a faster rate than non-smokers, which puts you at risk for breaking body parts like your hip. I got that from 10 Health Effects Caused by Smoking You Didn't Know About from the American Lung Association at www.lung.org. My grandma was also a smoker at a young age and quit at age 45, realizing the dangers that come with smoking. She died of lung cancer at age 67, and she regretted her young stupidity that caused her to begin smoking in the first place. She stressed the importance of never picking up a cigarette and becoming addicted to that horrid taste and horrid smell. The dangers of smoking may seem distant to most, but when a loved one of yours is lying in the hospital bed, struggling to breathe or even move, they will likely seem very real.